This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, January 18th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports another massacre of Christians, this time in South Sudan, Africa. Muslims killed 28 people and burned down 57 homes in the Christian community of Yith Pobo. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up the Coach Kennedy case after 7 years of wrangling in the lower courts. The Washington State High School coach was fired for kneeling and praying on the 50-yard line following the games. Kelly Shackelford, president of First Liberty Institute, said, quote, "No teacher or coach should lose their job for simply expressing their faith while in public. By taking this important case, the Supreme Court can protect the right of every American to engage in private religious expression, including praying in public, without fear of punishment." End quote. In what's being called a terrorist event on American soil, a UK citizen held 4 persons hostage in a Jewish synagogue, Congregation Beth Israel, in Colleyville, Texas, on Saturday, reports Reuters. The standoff went on for 10 hours while the FBI hostage team was obtaining entrance to the building and resolving the situation. Malik Faisal Akram, the 44-year-old suspect, was shot and killed as officials stormed the building. A U.S. official briefed on the matter told ABC News that the hostage taker had claimed to be the brother of Pakistani neuroscientist Ofia Siddiqui, who is serving an 86-year U.S. prison sentence for her 2010 conviction for shooting at soldiers and FBI agents, and that he demanded she be freed. By the mercies of God, the hostages were able to escape the clutches of the gunman safely before any shots were fired. And yesterday, Rabbi Charlie Walker, one of the 3 hostages, told the media about their escape.
"I made sure that the 2 gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. The exit wasn't too far away. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all 3 of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired."
Rabbi Walker said he is, quote, "grateful to be alive," end quote. Giving USA reports that religious organizations received just a 1% increase in tithing and gifts in 2020 over the previous year. That's $131 billion, representing a slight decrease adjusted for inflation. Charitable giving to churches has dropped off from 2.8% of the gross domestic product in 1924 to 0.6% of the GDP in 2020. On this metric, the Christian faith has lost 80% of its influence since the 1920s. 2 Corinthians 9 verses 6 and 7 reminds us that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. A continent-wide protest brought about by the Liberty Coalition Canada and Pastor John MacArthur resulted in over 4,000 pastors preaching on sexual sin promoted by Canadian law, as well as the gospel solution, reports Fox News. The law, which went into effect on January 8th, calls the biblical position on homosexuality a myth and threatens a jail sentence of 10 years for any person who should counsel someone on the biblical position. Missionary and pastor Andrew Brunson, recently released from a Turkish prison, told Fox News this Canadian persecution of Christian pastors is part of, quote, "a dark wave of hostility," end quote, crashing into the church. Inflation costs for the average consumer may be on the rise again. Producer prices have increased 9.7%. The dollar has also experienced a steady fall in value against the Chinese currency over the last 20 months, a decline of 11%. That's the dollar's lowest position in 7 years. Average hourly earnings for Americans have been falling since April of 2020, a 5.4% dock in pay. That means the average annual paycheck has been docked $3,670, adjusted for inflation. That's a little more than the three stimulus checks of $3,200 provided by the federal government in 2020 and 2021. A reminder once more of the power of Almighty God. A volcano off the coast of Tonga in the Pacific Ocean resulted in a tidal wave that brought significant damage to its capital city over the weekend. The island country has a population of 110,000, and the predominant religious affiliations include Wesleyans, Mormons, and Roman Catholics. And finally, snowstorms on the East Coast resulted in 3,000 canceled flights on Sunday, as well as 8,000 delayed flights, reports Reuters. Hardest hit were the Charlotte Douglas Airport, where 90% of flights were canceled, and the Greenville, South Carolina Airport. There were record snowfalls in the southern states, with Greenville Spartanburg Airport receiving 6.1 inches and Asheville recording 10 inches. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, January 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.